In recent years, beers from smaller breweries have grown in popularity in the Czech Republic, a trend that is finally being reflected in Prague's pubs, where for a long time the big brands enjoyed a virtual monopoly. Fortunately, it is becoming easier to find microbrews on offer in the capital. One pub that pours beers from all over the Czech Republic and is a bit of a living museum is the aptly named Prague Beer Museum, located right in the center of Prague.
We have 30 on tap, but just to talk about a few of them, maybe...
Say Padilla, owner of the Prague Beer Museum in the heart of Old Town, shows me which brews he currently has on tap. The beers come from smaller breweries, and often they are not available to buy in bottles, and therefore difficult to find in the Czech capital.
For example, we have here from Sor Kladinsky, it's made in Kladno, very small brewery run by father and his two sons. This one in particular is an 18-degree, it's called Mazlíček, which is sweetheart in Czech. It's an amber lager, absolutely beautiful, much stronger than your normal Czech lagers. Those usually come in about 12 degrees. As I said, this one's an 18. It's an absolutely beautiful beer. The same brewer is making our own beer now. I gave him a recipe, and he's making a real deal ale for us here at the Beer Museum, and it's a 13-degree, very California-style, as I'm from California, I love California ales, so it's a very California-style ale, and he said he's actually getting a huge, huge positive response from it in Kladno itself. He's selling it at his little bar.
Say Padilla offers 30 beers on tap and tries to change about 5 or 6 of them every month to create greater variety. Listening to him describing what he has on offer, it becomes very obvious that the owner of the Prague Beer Museum has a great passion for brews, which he says he acquired in the Czech Republic.
My initial interest was wine. I grew up around Napa Valley, so I wasn't really a beer drinker until I moved out here. I got out here about 10 years ago and started getting exposed to the great Czech beers, and over the years got to sample more and more of them.
Out of this appreciation for the country's many beers, he got the idea to open a place in Prague where they could be sampled. In September, Say Padilla opened the Prague Beer Museum, a pub with a mission and a curious name.
A museum popped into my head, and I thought it was a great, catchy name. And I think that it described what I'm trying to do, trying to showcase all of the Czech beers in the country in one place.
Would you say that your mission in this way is like that of a museum?
Not in the traditional sense of a museum, but more of like a living museum. We have more and more information being put on the walls about the history of the beers, the breweries in the country, types of beers being made, where they're from, etc., the families that own them and used to own them. But it's really, the focus is really about the beers themselves, not so much of the stories behind them, but the new up-and-coming breweries that are here in this country.
While the beers are the center of focus at the Prague Beer Museum, beer memorabilia and informative posters on the wall provide interesting insights. Those who want to learn a bit more about the country's breweries while sampling some of their newest beers are sure to find a visit to the pub educating.
Also along with the photos, we have some of the history of some of the breweries, Novopaka here in front of us and Bernard. Bernard was a brewery that was shut down for years. It was just in disrepair. And Mr. Bernard came back and brought it back to life with his family name. And it's a beautiful, beautiful brewery now. And he's making some beautiful unpasteurized beers that are just phenomenal.
Among the regular visitors of the Prague Beer Museum is Maximiliano Banson, who is better known as Pivní Filozof, the beer philosopher, a pseudonym under which he writes his English-language beer blog. He also has recently published an unusual guide of Prague's pubs.
It's called Prague a Pisshead's Pub Guide, and it's basically a series of pub crawls. Each pub crawl includes 4 to 6 places, and it's not only a guide about pubs. I speak about the city, about the pubs, my relationship with each pub, and why I like it, and why I think people should go.
Maximiliano Banson, who is a connoisseur of Prague's multifaceted pub landscape, as well as of Czech and international beers, says he welcomes the proliferation of places like the Prague Beer Museum, where guests can explore brews beyond the big brands.
I like that this place is right here in the center. I think the center of Prague needed a place like this. There are, as Seth said before, there are other similar places working in Prague at the moment with over 20 taps, but they are out of the center in the neighborhoods. This place can get can expose more people to the variety that is being produced right now in Czech brewing. And I think it's a great idea. I'm happy it's been successful with that.
The beers on tap here are unpasteurized. The initial concern that some kegs of less popular brews might go bad has proven futile. Due to the high demand, the longest a keg has lasted, say Padilla, is 3 days. After decades of a market dominated by big brands like Bylzeňský, Brázdroj, Gambrinus and Staropramen, is the international trend of microbrews finally taking off in the Czech Republic as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it hit the U.S. maybe 20 years ago, and saw a huge boom there in North America, actually Canada as well. And now you see it happening here. It's obviously down the road, but I think it has legs for sure. It's a very strong trend. It's happened worldwide, and it's growing very rapidly. And it's great to see because there's, as I said, there's so much talent in this country about brewing and so much tradition about it. It's really nice to see it growing and turning back into what it used to be years ago with all the varieties now being available.
And so it comes as no surprise that amidst sharply falling beer sales that have hit the big brands, in 2010 overall beer exports fell by 12%, the country's microbreweries are doing better than ever, while big brewers are faced with a new market reality.
The people who are starting to appreciate taste, pay attention to what they have on the glass, are moving towards regional or microbreweries. And the people for whom price is the only important thing are moving towards the cheap Polish imports. And that leaves them in a position that they don't know what to do. For the last 20, probably more years, they've enjoyed a virtual monopoly.
For the more discerning drinkers, the Prague Beer Museum offers a great opportunity to sample a number of hard-to-find beers, learn about the country's brewing tradition, and maybe even talk beer with other lovers of the Czech Republic's national beverage.